pop up. I took it personally from the young producers that are putting on the show. Apparently, there are financial benefits of moving to senior living facilities sooner rather than later. And it's a fascinating topic. And we're joined by the CEO of Aurea Senior Living, Barry Kagginson. Barry, good morning to you. Why should somebody move into a senior living facility sooner rather than later?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, it's a very topical issue at the moment with the aging demographics of the population, both in South Africa and worldwide. And I think it's important maybe to look at the two major concerns that people have as they age or in their later years. And that really is health and finances.
Mm-hmm.
And on the finance side, particularly with increased life expectancies, people's fear or people's concern, I should rather say, is that they might outlive their savings, or that they, you know, their savings might not keep track with their lifestyle needs going forward. So one of the advantages of moving into these senior living communities is that not only do they potentially provide efficiencies in terms of costs, but also importantly, they very often provide certainty in terms of costs. So, of course, one major cost that people have is their home. Everyone living in their own home knows that these costs are often high and often unpredictable. Maintenance, insurance, rates, taxes, municipal costs, etc., etc. So moving into certain senior living communities, there is an opportunity to have forward sight of those costs and be able to fix them or make them very predictable in a way into the future, which enables people to plan and ensure that that these costs are manageable into the future.
So what sort of age do you suggest somebody moves into a facility?
It's a good question. So there actually are global statistics on this, and interestingly, we see them as exactly the same in South Africa, in our communities, and in our experience. So the global average of people moving into what we call continuing care retirement communities is 78, and that's exactly true in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the average age of people moving in. The average age of people living in these communities globally is 82. And again, this is exactly true within our communities. In fact, in two of our communities, we do this exercise on a regular basis. It was actually 82.0. So it really is the number.
Mm-hmm.
So
at that age of 78 should be the time you're looking in. You say sooner rather than later. Should somebody at 75 or early 70s start looking into moving in?
Absolutely, it depends on the circumstances. But generally, we say people in their 70s should start considering moving into these continuing care retirement communities. Mm. Another benefit, of course, is not only, as I discussed earlier, not only property costs have become more predictable, but because one is living in a managed community and benefiting from economies of scale, there's also day-to-day living costs that can be optimized. Like, for example, availability of meals and coffee shops and things like that at a very, very affordable price and at a very competitive price. And of course, one of the main reasons, prominent reasons, I should say, why people move into these continuing care retirement communities is the availability of care and support. As one gets older, the statistic is that over the age of 85, 40% of people need assistance with two or more activities of daily living.
Mm.
But that's quite a significant factor. And of course, living in these communities, all that assistance, care, and support is obtainable at a competitive or at a lower price, or at a lower rate to what one would be obtaining those services for if one was living alone or outside of these communities for various reasons, based on proximity of service, economies of scale, the operational management of it to keep costs down. And also, a lot of it is based on how much of the services one actually uses. So I'll take, for example, domestic cleaning services as an example.
Mm-hmm.
All the people looking for assistance with cleaning. One can get cleaning services in our communities by the hour rather than by the day. So there already there's a saving, because often people only need an hour of assistance per day rather than 7 or 8 hours.
Barry,
these kind of things that can result in savings.
We're running out of time, but Barry, quickly, I can hear my mom in my head saying she's not old enough to move into one of these places. That's for old people, but she's 74. So how do you convince somebody like that?
Well, we hear that often, and the truth of the matter is that modern-day senior living communities are an absolute life enhancement for older people. The perception is that retirement village or places one where you go when you're kind of ready to wind down,
yes,
and to
sort of give up on life almost.
Exactly, and that's totally not what a modern senior living community is all about. People are living active, engaged lives in a very social environment, in a very appealing environment, and with all the amenities and services they could possibly need. It's almost like living in a hotel for the rest of your life with everything that you need done for you, so you can focus on what you want to do rather than focusing on what you have to do. And really, that's what it's all about.
Barry Kaginson, thank you very much. He's the CEO of the Aurea Senior Living. Get into your retirement home earlier rather than later, he says. The TST